Proverbs chapter 13, verse number 23. Much food is in the tillage of the poor, but there is that is destroyed for want of judgment. Our Father, we thank you for what you've done this week. Thank you for the faithful men, women, and young people who started out Wednesday night and have been here for all the activities of another missions conference. I believe that missions is spiritual business. We meet with God in a missions conference like no other meeting. It's a revival. It's a conference. It's building our faith. It's experiencing the grace of God and the goodness of God. And we want to say yes. We want to be all that we need to be for the glory of God. So I pray this final message, the final commitments of tonight and all that we will do prayerfully, I pray that you might be honored. So take me as your servant tonight. Cleanse me of any sin. Empty me of self. Fill me with thine Holy Spirit. You bless the preaching of God's holy word. We ask it in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you so much for standing. The Proverbs here that I just read says, much food is in the tillage of the poor. I'm told that in the land of Palestine, that Palestine is made up of a lot of little patches of land. And when it came time to feed the people, the food was not produced from a few large farms, but the food came from the work and the diligent effort put forth for sometimes what seemed to be insignificant people who had a little patch of land that they were thankful they had. By the way, whatever we have today was given to us by Almighty God. And every day of my life, I ought to get up and thank God for what he's done in my life. I mean, I have a life. And I may think it's just a little patch, but it's something that's given to me by Almighty God. And therefore, my desire and my goal in life is to make the most of what God has given me. So in order, when they came time to feed the people, they didn't go to a few large land and gather the food. They gave way to these little patches of land and put it all together, and God made much of it. And by the way, God has no problem of taking something that seems, from a world's point of view, to be small and make something out of it. When I think about how these small patches of land would produce land to feed the multitudes of people, I think about this organism that called the church. I think about what God has created, what God has put together. And I don't think we understand that the church is not a social club. The church is not something I come and just sit on the pews. The church is a place where I'm a child of God, been saved by the grace of God. I come to this organism and I bring something to help this organism do what God has commissioned it to do. I'm just a little patch. And I want to make the most of that little patch and do the best that I can so that this large patch, when all the little patches are working together, God can look down and make much of his little patch. I want to finish this conference by having you think about this thought. Am I making the most of my little patch? You know what I've noticed over the years? Some people think because they don't have a big job, or they don't have a big talent, or they don't have a big house or a big car or a big bank account, they don't mean anything from God, to Almighty God. But one thing I've noticed over the years, including Crossroads Baptist Church and most churches that I preach in, most churches, the God who established the church, put people in the church that can be used to help reach the world, God Almighty saw fit in most churches not to put a bunch of millionaires. Unless I've been deceived these almost 38 years, that we have a few in here and you have never made it known. You certainly have not made it known in your giving. All right, so I assume, and you correct me if I'm wrong, and I'll change my message, that as I scan over Crossroads Baptist Church, I'm not looking at a bunch of millionaires. God saw fit not to give Pastor Baldwin or Pastor Kenny Baldwin a bunch of millionaires, but what he did put in Crossroads Baptist Church, men, women, boys, and girls, and all you may have is a little patch. And God says, what I want above anything else, I want you to take what I've given you. I want you to take that little patch, and I want you to determine, I'm going to make the most of it. I'm going to cultivate it. I'm going to pull the weeds out. I'm going to do the best that I can, because the God of heaven who gave me this little patch, I want to leave here from this conference saying, I'm making the most of the little patch that God has given me. And I want you to take a look at this verse, and we're going to chop it up a little bit and draw quickly here three points from this passage, and then we're going to illustrate it from a few parables that we see in the Word of God. I want you to notice what he says in verse 23, much food is in the tillage of the rich. Am I reading the wrong Bible? Well, let's look at it again. Much food is in the tillage of the rich. No? Well, let's say it together. Much food is in the tillage of the poor. I would venture to say here that most of us won't claim to be rich tonight. So if you want to say, I'm poor, guess who I'm talking to tonight? Much food is in the tillage of the poor. God says, if you will take what I've given you and you'll make the most of it, you'll stop complaining about what you don't have and start being thankful for what you do have. I don't have a big farm. I don't have a big job. I don't have a big bank account. But what you do have is a little patch. And God says, much food is in the tillage of the poor. Hold your finger here, and I want you to look at a parable Jesus said in Luke chapter 16. And I want you to see what God expects us to do with our little patch. And by the way, some patches are smaller than others. But everybody in here, if you're saved by the grace of God and you're a member of the Crossroads Baptist Church, you are at least a little patch. You are a little patch. And guess who put you in the church? God puts people in the church as it pleases him. And the God of heaven looked down and saw from the day that he saved you, placed you in Crossroads Baptist Church as a little patch. And he says, if you'll make the most of that little patch, I'll make much out of you. Amen. And you put all of these patches together, and God will make much out of Crossroads Baptist Church. Here's a parable Jesus is speaking here, rather, in Luke chapter 16. And I want you to notice what he says in verse number 10. He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. And he that is unjust in the least is unjust also in much. If therefore ye have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust the true riches? And if you have not been faithful in that which is another man's, who shall give you that which is your own? Now here's what God says. I want you to understand. You think about who you are, what you have, where God has placed you in the local New Testament church, and here's what he's saying. I want you to focus on the little patch and what I've given you. And I want you to think about this. Don't start wishing you had a bigger patch. Don't start wishing you had more talent. Don't start wishing you had more money. Here's what you need to focus on. If you're not taking something that's little, insignificant, material, belongs to somebody else. If you're not willing to take the little job you have, the talent that you have, the gift that God's given you, the money that you have, and use it to the best of your ability, why expect God to give you something bigger? Let me bring it home to missions. If I'm saved by the grace of God, heaven's my home and God's my Father and Jesus my Savior. If that's happened to me and God loved me enough to put me into a local church, my responsibility is to help this organism reach the world. If I don't take what I have, the little bit that God's already given me, heaven's enough. Being saved is enough. If I don't take that and go out and try to win somebody else to Christ with what I already have, why in the world would God ever call me to go across the ocean to try to reach somebody? If I haven't learned to give and learned the tithe of what God has given me already, which is mammon, or material things, why should I ask God, expect God to give me spiritual things? I think sometimes people don't understand spirituality is a growing stage. If I don't make the most of what I already have, don't expect God to give you something bigger.
Amen.
If these young men want to someday stand behind a pulpit like Crossroads Baptist Church, they want to stand here and preach the word of God. They haven't learned how to give the word of God out sitting in the pews. Mark it down. God's already given them enough to use outside of these doors. And if you're not using it outside of these doors, don't expect God to put you up behind a pulpit. Much food is in the tillage of the poor. And so often people find themselves, especially when it comes to missions, especially when it comes to doing something for God, they say, well, I'm not much. I don't have much. God didn't give me a big job. He didn't give me a big bank account. But he gave you a little patch. And can you honestly say, I'm making the most of my little patch? I have one responsibility as a servant of God. And that's to be faithful with what God's already given me. If I expect him to give me more, am I making the most of my little patch? That means, am I giving what I ought to be giving? Am I doing what I ought to be doing? If not, it's a waste of time to ever expect God to give us more to do if we're not doing anything with what he's already given us. So I have a responsibility as a servant. He gives a parable over here in Luke chapter 19. He talks about the talents. And I won't read the whole parable, but I do want to read verse number 13. He says, and he called his 10 servants and delivered them 10 pounds. And he said unto them, occupy till I come. And then, you know, you read the story. They go out and they use it. They do business and they make the one with the 10, it's 10 others, and the one with five others, and one with one did absolutely nothing. God says, as a servant of God with my little patch, I not only have a responsibility as a servant, but I'm to do business for God as a steward. You realize as little as I think my patch is, I don't own it. It belongs to God. And God says, I want to give you something beyond. You don't have anything that you of your own. I want to give you more. But I want you to take the little bit that you're managing from me. And I want you to take and make the most of that because I've got plenty more to give you. But you got to make the most of what I've already given you. Occupy till I come. Take on the responsibility to make the most of your little patch. That's what it's all about. God, help me to do the best I can, regardless of my circumstances in life, because much food is in the tillage of the poor. Having less is no excuse for not being used by Almighty God. Now let's go back to our text, and I want you to see the second principle. He said, much food is in the tillage of the poor. That gives us the worker's position. But then he says something else. He says, much food is in the tillage of the poor. In other words, whatever I have, I may consider it to be poor, but if it's going to amount to anything, I've got to do something with it. Much food is in the tillage. In other words, much food is in the cultivation of what God's given me. Now, if I really understand that my little talent, my little treasure, my little ability was given to me by Almighty God, and I've let the devil convince me I can't do anything, I can't be anything, I can't give anything, and I do absolutely nothing with it, God says, guess what's going to happen? Nothing's going to happen. But if I realize my little talent, my little job, my little church, my little ability was given to me by Almighty God, every day I'm going to get up, I'm going to pull the weeds, I'm going to turn the ground, put out a little fertilizer. God will send the rain, he'll send the sunshine, and he'll make much out of my little patch. So I ought to get up every day of my life and I ought to say, you know what? I'm going to persevere for God. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to bathe it in prayer. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to protect it. You know, if God's going to use me someday and he wants to, I've got to make sure my life counts for him. My life is valuable for him. My life belongs to him. God, I would want to be used of you. I want to go where you want me to go. I want to give what you want me to give. But I've got to make the most. I've got to get out and till it, cultivate it, use it. I think of so many people today who waste their lives with their little patch. It'll never be used by God. I've got to protect my life from the wickedness of this world and from sin and corruption. I've got to understand I'm valuable to Almighty God. I know it doesn't look like much. I wish I had what this person had. I wish I could be what this person is. Why don't you start being what God wants us to be and said, I'm thankful for my little patch. I may think I'm poor, but in the sight of God, I've got something that he saw fit to give me. And if I make the most of it, I have the promise from Almighty God. He'll make much of it. Much food is in the tillage of the poor. If we don't do something with what God's already given us, he's not going to give us more to do for him. If you're a child of God today, you ought to want to do the very best that you can for Almighty God. You ever notice in mission conferences, as I have and I'm sure others have, that this thing about giving and going and praying for Almighty God, it seems like the more you do of it, the more God does for us. God has seen fit that what I have created, called a human being, needs something to keep them going. Because it's so easy for us, give up, give out, give in, give over. But God said, just realize what you have, who you are, and realize I created you. As my wife says all the time, God saved us, could have taken us to heaven, but he left us down here on earth. And I'm going to tell you something, this earth is getting worse all the time. And the devil wants that little patch. But God says, much food is in the tillage of the poor. Work it. Give yourself to God. Don't let the devil convince you that you don't mean something to God. And by the way, everybody in the church means something to God, but you got a little patch. Are you making the most of it? And then he says something else that's refreshing. We see the worker's position. God will take the poor and make something out of it. We see the work performed. You've got to till it, cultivate it. But then he makes the statement, much food. Much wealth. If you ever think about the value of using your little patch for Almighty God brings dividends, blessings that we can't always describe. And I want to illustrate that in a parable in the book of Matthew chapter 24, 25, if you look there for a moment. This is refreshing. Most Christians only look for what God gives them in this life and never realize the value of making the most of the little patch God has given us. He says, much food is in the tillage of the poor. In Matthew chapter 25, I want you to notice the parable here that the Lord gives beginning in verse number 14. Then one of the 12, let's see, that's 26, go back, 25, verse 14. For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to every man, notice this, according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. Then he that had received 5 talents went and traded with the same and made them other 5 talents. Likewise, he that had received 2, he also gained other 2. But he that had received 1 went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoneth with them. And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents. He did something with what his Lord gave him, saying, Lord, thou hast delivered unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. Lord, I took what you had. I did business for you. I took on the responsibility that you've given me. And look what's happened with the 5 talents that you've given me. I have 5 talents more. His Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Then we find, he said, enter thou into the joy of the Lord. He also that had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 2 talents. Behold, look, I have gained 2 other talents beside them. Lord, I took what you gave me. I occupied. I did what you told me to do. And look what has happened. I have 2 other talents. He goes on. His Lord said unto him, verse 23, well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Now I want you to picture this. From this parable, I see if I take what God gives me and I am a responsible servant and I do what's required of me of a steward, if I take what God, whatever it is, if he gives me what he thinks I can manage, what I can use, what I can invest, what I can involve in the work of God, he makes me 2 promises. The first promise that we don't really claim ought to be the greatest reason why I ought to take whatever I have and use it for God. And that is simply this: eternal recognition. You know what he's saying? One day, my little child who took his little patch that he didn't think to be more, but you went out and cultivated, used it, invested, involved it in the work of God. You sacrificed, you gave. And here's what I promise you. One day, You're going to have eternal recognitions, and you're going to hear from me, your master, these words: well done, thy good and faithful servant. Amen. You know what we ought to be? You ought to motivate us. We ought to stop looking. We preach a lot about sowing and reaping, and those things are true. But it ought to be, if I never got a check in the mail, if I never got an increase on the job, if I never got a better lifestyle, if I gave my very best, pulled the weeds, stirred the ground, and did it for God, gave the gospel out, gave my life to the Lord Jesus Christ, and got nothing in this life. Promise is one day, my little servant, my little steward, who made the most of what I chose to give him or her, will stand before me and hear these words: well done, thy good and faithful servant. Missions ought to be that kind of motivation. Missions ought to be, it's not just what I see or what I get. It ought to be that there's a God in heaven that one day I'm going to stand before him. He's going to look at not the size of my farm, but the little patch. And he's going to look at it. Did I till it? Did I cultivate it? Did I use it? Did I involve it in the work of God? And if I did, I may never get pat on the back, never be recognized by man. One day, there's going to be eternal recognition that's going to come from Almighty God. Is your little patch worth that? Is it worth it to you to labor? Is it worth it to you to sacrifice? Is it worth it to you to protect your life? Is it worth it to you to persevere and bathe it in prayer to keep your life where it will count for Almighty God? Is it worth it if you get nothing out of this life, but one day eternal recognition of hearing the words from our Lord, well done, thy good and faithful servant. But the Lord knew we're humans. Most people can't serve God just for eternal recognition. If eternal recognition was enough for us, we wouldn't have to beg, plead people to serve God. But we don't seem to be motivated. We get people motivated more if you tell them to give something and you get something back. And God must have known that. So after the 5 talents and the 2 talents, and the other guy went and hid his, I want you to look at verse 29 and notice what he says. For unto everyone that hath shall be given, he shall have abundance. God said, okay, I can't get you motivated enough for eternal recognition, but I'm not going to stop there. If you take your little patch, you make the most of it for me, I'll not only give you eternal recognition, but I'll give you what I've given so many people over the years. I'll give you some earthly rewards. And I could stop here, and there will be people all over this place who've invested in God's work, who've given their life, given their substance, given their service to Almighty God, could stand here tonight and say, God has blessed me. God's been good to me. And you know what? It doesn't make any difference to God the amount of money you put in an offering plate or the amount of money you put on the card. You can't impress God. But what he is going to be impressed about, what you've done with the little patch he's given you. What have you done with the little job he allowed you to have? What have you done with the health that he's given you? What have you done with the time he's given you? What have you done to help the church he's placed you in? What have you done with the Bible you've memorized? What have you done with your little patch. Amen. God says, my church has been given a plan to evangelize the world with my assured promise, and I've made my power available. But missions will never be advanced without the people of God. And God says, what I'm looking for in a church, I'm not looking for a few people to give a lot. I'm looking for everybody who has a little patch to give the most from your little patch. And he says, I'll gather all of those patches together and I'll make most, the most out of those little patches. You see, much food is in the tillage of the poor. I think the Holy Spirit puts poor there so that nobody's eliminated. A lot of people make a lot of excuses about what they can do from God because you're looking at your little patch rather than looking at the God who gave you that patch. You know, there's a God in heaven that's waiting for you that maybe to give you a farm, but he can't get you to do anything with the patch. You won't even pull the weeds out. He may want you to go to the mission field someday, but he can't do anything with you because you won't go across the street. He may want to do something to use you to help reach a world, but you won't do anything with your little patch. May God help us when we close out this conference to ask ourselves this thought. Am I making the most of my little patch? That's what God's going to judge me on. That's what's going to impress God. What I did with the little patch that he saw fit to give me to be used in his work to help reach a world. Hey, don't waste your life. Don't waste your time. Amen. Don't waste your talent. Use it for Almighty God. And I guarantee you, if you make the most of your little patch, no matter how insignificant it may seem, it'll get the attention of Almighty God. And one day he'll give you eternal recognition, but he'll also give you some earthly rewards for the simple reason I made the most of my little patch. Let's bow our heads in prayer. This day we've been talking about your substance and giving. Some have filled out a faith promise card. Can you honestly say from your heart to Almighty God, my commitment I made the most of my little patch. I didn't have a whole lot, but what I did have, God can look down and he's pleased that I made the most of it. Can you honestly say tonight, God save your soul, snatch you out of hell? Are you making the most of your life for him? Are you wasting it? Being tainted by this wicked world that you're not even in a position that God can use you. Oh, may we understand God is the one who gives us the little patch we have, and we owe it to him to make the most of it. Let's stand together. I'm going to pray, and then maybe God will speak to your heart. Maybe you need to come and join these others tonight and say, Lord, I've been making excuses with my patch rather than making the most of it. Help me to till it tonight. Help me to pull the weeds out. Help me to do what I need to do that you can look down one day and see what I've done, and I can have the full assurance in my heart that I'll get eternal recognition and earthly rewards because I made the most of my little patch. Our Father, missions is spiritual business. We may not be much from a world's point of view. But little is much when God's in it. And you can take a life because you're the giver of life. You give talents, you give abilities. You give us what we can manage. And I believe without a doubt, there's much more you want to do, your people, with your church. But we need to make the most of what we already have. The most of our time. Most with our talent. Most with our treasure. Help us. Help us. There's a world that's in need of the gospel. And you've chosen people like us. And there's so many people who make all kinds of excuses about what they cannot do, rather than making the most of what they can do when you are involved. I pray you'll bless, and I'll bless every decision. Speak to hearts as only you can. All of us here, we have a responsibility as servants, and there's a requirement of us as stewards to do business for God with our little patch. May you be pleased with what takes place in this conference. We ask it in Jesus' name and for his sake.